Now, Paul says to them, "But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh." He says, now, because I made tents, got my hands dirty, and I sweated, I could say perspired, but I think Paul sweated when he made those tents. And he could say, well, when I did that, you thought at that time that we were walking according to the flesh, but we were not. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, what does he mean by that? Where he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Well, he means this, and actually the word flesh here, sarx, is the Greek word, can be used in three different ways. It can speak of the body, the physical body that we have, the meat that's on the bones, or it can speak of weakness, that which is psychological, or it can speak of that corrupt nature which you and I have, a fallen nature, and that's the spiritual side. So it can be used in a physical sense, a psychological sense, and a spiritual sense. Now, Paul used the word in all three senses, but more frequently in the sense of the old Adamic fallen nature. Paul could say in Romans 8:8, I know that in my flesh, that is, within my body, dwelleth no good thing. That's that old Adamic nature. Now, I think he uses it in the last two senses here. That is, the weakness, the psychological. Paul says he walked in the flesh. Weakness. I do not think that Paul came to Corinth in the energy of the flesh. The warfare was a spiritual warfare. He had said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And he didn't come as an ordinary man, depending upon the principles of the natural, acting upon the flesh. Paul wasn't putting on in Corinth a Madison Avenue campaign. He didn't use the methods of advertising and organization and human effort and energy. And I don't mean to minimize these, but Paul's just saying he didn't use them. And he wasn't one of the personality boys that uses cleverness and quotes a great many Christian cliches and soars to beautiful language. He didn't come there as anti-Nero or anti-Caesar. And he didn't give a message on that Gallio is a communist. He didn't come to Corinth to clean up Corinth. He didn't come at the invitation of the fundamentalists to put on a campaign of fundamentalism. Paul says, I determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul had a grand perspective of an entire battlefield. There was a heaven to gain. There was a hell to shun. And this is the way this man is moving now.